Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devos. Today's passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, "I believed, and so I spoke." We also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Amen. I just got back from Italy missions a couple days ago, and let me tell you, it is a beautiful country. But it is also a country with hard spiritual soil. Pastor Alessandro and his wife Allison have been tilling the soil, planting seeds over the past several years, praying to see the hard ground break with the beauty and power of the gospel of Christ. On the trip, we had a chance to visit a small town called Sermoneta, and we stumbled upon a 1,000-year-old Catholic church. As we were observing from the outside, a priest came out, and upon seeing how we were modestly dressed, he invited us in to give us a tour. Later, Pastor Alessandro said that this was extremely uncommon, and it was definitely God's favor and plan to show us this place. The priest, for the next 30 minutes, showed us every shiny relic, painting, statue, and kept saying that this place was holy because of them. After the tour, I felt the Holy Spirit put great grief in my heart. It was as if this priest was boasting about all of these things that make their house holy. But at the end of the day, all of these beautiful treasures will just become rust and dust. Now, let's juxtapose this grand church with Pastor Alessandro's church called Living Word. It's small, nothing fancy, in a small town called Cisterna di Latina. No relics or anything shiny, just some instruments for worship, a pulpit, and a cross hung on the wall. Yet when I look at Living Word, I see treasures in jars of clay. Verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." And this treasure is, verse 6, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the gospel. In this humble and small church, in this massively big but spiritually hardened country, lies men and women whose lives are shining through the darkness like beacons in the night. They are reflecting God's love. And it's not because they are super spiritual, super special, or because they're perfect. In fact, they encounter so many difficulties and trials. They live out verse 8 to 10. "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies." They are living out the living hope of Christ. And for some crazy reason, God uses us, jars of clay, to reflect his gospel. It's like housing a diamond ring in a Ziploc bag. But the amazing thing is that it shows that the power belongs not to man, but to God. As I continue to process this missions trip, one takeaway I want to have is actually exactly what Paul talks about in the beginning and at the end of this chapter. He says, do not lose heart. It's so easy to get caught up in our circumstances or get impatient waiting on God. It's easy to complain and get discouraged and to take matters into our own hands. Even maybe you are not spiritually where you want to be yet, and I've been trying to get closer to God but feel stuck. Or perhaps you've been praying for that friend, family, or coworker to come to know Christ, but I've been met with persistent resistance. Paul says to not lose heart. So how do we do that? In verses 17 and 18, it says that this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison as we look not to the things that are seen, but to things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And when we do that, when we look to the things that are unseen, verse 16 says that although our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. So we do not lose heart by looking to the things that are unseen. The priests that we met were looking to the riches of man, the transient seen things. Living Word Church is looking to the eternal unseen, the ways of the kingdom of God, the heart of the Father, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the glory of Christ Jesus. So brothers and sisters, let us not lose heart. Let us not be easily discouraged by our circumstances, but let's seek the one who carries the victory. Trust in the one who provides not for our every want, but for our every need, and drink of the one who is the fountain of life. And let's continue to pray for our church, that God would be glorified in our jars of clay, that he would be glorified in our worship, in our serving, the ways that we are hospitable to our neighbors, the way that we serve our communities. So let's continue to not only pray for ourselves, but for our church family as well. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. When I read this passage, I'm just so encouraged and filled with hope because, God, I know that you are faithful to renew us day by day, to carry us beyond our circumstances. Lord, I pray that you would open up our spiritual eyes, that we would have greater awareness of you today as we hold your treasure as jars of clay. And I pray that we, as a church and as individuals, would not magnify ourselves, but you and you alone in all that we do. And so I pray that you would help us to get deep into your word, help us to sit at your feet and to receive the glory and the power of you each and every day as our daily bread. We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.